CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Today we have spiritual coach Ragini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, helping us bring spirituality into common stressors in your life. Fans out there, make sure you get more shows like this one at www.fireitupwithcj.com. I'm Cassandra, live with CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go back to CJ and Ragini.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are going to be talking again on one of my struggles. Basically, all of these shows are things I struggle with, and I think other people do too. And right now we're talking about patience. This society has become impatient. You know, can you imagine now we're like, I want to know, you know, we're looking on our phones and we're trying to type in an address to get directions to, you know, drive 5 hours away. And we're impatient when it takes more than 2 seconds. You know, we're like, ah, stupid internet.
That's right. That's what we do.
And just think before we would have had to get a map and take a highlighter and figure out all the different routes to get. And we're just irritated that it takes more than like 3 seconds to get that map or like someone's phone number. I mean, it's miraculous how fast things are and how we've become incredibly impatient. So the idea is we want minimal time to pass and have maximum return while we wait. So I'm sure this isn't spiritually healthy for us, is it, Ragini?
Well, wanting maximum returns on minimal, what did you say?
Minimal time invested.
Maximum returns on minimal time invested is not bad. But if you want maximum return on minimal time invested, then you have to relax and be patient as well, because that's the place where things happen. You get re-nourished, you get re-energized, you get refocused, you know, because what happens in our world, as we all know, is having everything be fast. What's the goal? To be faster still. And we don't realize that if you keep going fast, 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 faster and faster and faster, eventually you're going to disappear into a burst of light. And it will all be done, right? I mean, you can only go a certain speed as a human being.
Yeah.
Right? You have limits on that are set by your nervous system. Your neurophysiology has limits to what it can tolerate.
Right. Okay?
So I think we're learning that and we're discovering that. So the antidote to our modern day is patience. Now, on my way over here today, I was driving and I was a little late because there were a number of reasons, but one of them was, all of which were because I was not focused properly. There was traffic.
Yeah.
If there hadn't been any traffic, I would have been fine. So all the way over here, I'm feeling this impatience arise.
Right.
I mean, it's not like it doesn't arise.
Right.
You have to have, you have to know what to do with impatience, right? Because what it's actually, I want to read you just this little thing.
Okay, sure.
This quote because it's beautiful. It says, this is from Osho, in the book called Zen, The Diamond Thunderbolt.
Ooh.
He says, we have forgotten how to wait. It is almost an abandoned space. And it is our greatest treasure to be able to wait for the right moment. The whole existence waits for the right moment. Even trees know it. When it is time to bring the flowers and when it is time to let go of all the leaves and stand naked against the sky. They are still beautiful in that nakedness, waiting for the new foliage with a great trust that the old has gone and the new will soon be coming and the new leaves will start growing. We've forgotten to wait. We want everything in a hurry. It is a great loss to humanity because in silence and waiting, something inside you goes on growing, your authentic being. And one day it jumps and becomes a flame and you are a new man or woman. And this new man knows what ceremony is, what waiting is. This new man knows life's eternal juices.
Ooh, that is a major reframe on waiting, right? It's about life's major juices.
Life's major eternal juices. Major juices. So here I am sitting in my car, bring it back down to everyday life, right? And what's happening is I have to wait because the traffic has stopped. And somebody in front of me, I laughed at myself so hard this morning. Some guy in this room had put his car right in the middle of a single lane thing, so I wanted to turn right. But he had his car not over to the left close to the line, but in the middle of the thing, so there wasn't enough room for me to get around him. And I'm grousing, like, oh, come on, I'm late. You know, what are you going to do? But the reality is, that's what was there.
This is what is presenting to me.
Right.
I have to say yes to the universe.
So what is being called for is waiting.
Yeah.
Just dropping the notion that I have to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sitting there and waiting with what is.
Mm-hmm.
So, but impatience, it comes so fast, you know.
Yeah.
If you can think of impatience like, you know how when you know a sneeze is coming, you can just feel it?
Yes.
You can feel it long before it actually happens?
Right.
When you can learn to feel these things, the impatience, the anger, the decision paralysis, the things that we've been talking about, when it's just at the early stages, like a sneeze is mm-hmm. before it happens, then you can catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch it and do something with it. And that calls for awareness or
mm-hmm.
mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do that, then you'll end up laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's so absurd to sit there and be angry because you can't move your car when there's nothing that could cause you to move your car.
Yeah.
You cannot do it. It's not what's happening.
Yeah.
And yet you're throwing your life energy away in saying no to what is.
Yeah.
So it's so fascinating just to keep your eyes
on. Just even think about being in traffic. I think if you kind of reframe, like, and in some ways you have to know all the instances in which you're impatient so that mm-hmm. when those things come, you have a go-to strategy. So now stoplights used to make me impatient, and I did a show with someone who said red is the color, they were talking about different colors and said red is the color to take pause. And so now I think, oh, red is telling me, the universe is telling me. Then I just look at it as a signal for the universe for me to pause. And so I sit at the stoplight and I, okay, pause. And I think the idea of, you know, and then now also with traffic, I was meeting someone and I had the same exact thing happen. Mm-hmm. And of course it's like the big, you know, some construction truck. I'm like, really? And then I just started laughing because I thought, oh, right, I guess I'm supposed to pause.
So let me say two things because you asked me to a couple of clues here. One of the things that you can do, what I do, is say, ask myself, why am I in such a hurry?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not? And answer yourself from the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I say, from the big picture, I mean, why am I in a hurry? I'm just going to end up exiting my body in the end anyway. So why don't I just relax and enjoy being here? Right?
I love that.
So that's really helpful. But answer the question from the big picture. And then say, does it really matter in the long run if I'm late? So instead of keeping your focus on the short run, expand it to the long run, because you can find patience if you use your mind a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I have one quote?
Yes, let's hear your quote.
This is a nice quote that I think.
Yeah.
Quote. This is from St. John of the Cross, a Christian mystic. This is what I can say when I'm sitting there. Tenderly, I now touch all things, knowing one day we will part.
Oh.
You know, I remember when my dad was lying on his deathbed and he said to me, he was so sweet, and he just looked at me and he said, no more ice cream sundaes or picnics with the family. No more sunsets.
Oh.
And, you know, it was so beautiful because it was such a wonderful thing because he was really realizing the things that he held so dear in life were not going to be able to him anymore. It was so beautiful. It's just such a gift to me.
Yeah.
You know, to see my father giving me this gift,
yeah.
You know, reminding me what he valued is so important.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cry myself. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. But it's true. You know, we're only here for a limited time. And when we can, it's a real help for patience. You know, when you're impatient, to remember we're here for a short time. Let's take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, smell the roses, which sounds so trite. But if you actually stop and notice what's going on around you. You know, what's happening in the sky? What are the trees doing? What is there any wind? Is it caressing the leaves? You know, I mean,
I literally stop now and literally smell the roses.
Yeah, me too. People think I'm a little nuts, but it's nice, you know?
But I think it's nuts that people think it's nuts, right? I mean, because we're, it's like, well, who has time to do that?
But who has time not to?
Excellent question. Who has the time to do that? You have to make the decision, we're back to decision making from the last segment, that you are someone who has the time. It's your decision.
Absolutely.
It is not something that our world is going to say, you have the time.
Yeah.
That's not the world we live in. So who's left to say it? You.
Yeah, I think that there's so many, you know, we always ask, like, what difference can I make in the world? I mean, if this is a different way of living where you say, you know, I'm not going to rush around and I'm going to be peaceful and I'm going to smell the roses. And if people look at me funny, I'm going to go, well, what's your issue?
You know, more and more people are coming to that. They're contemplating that possibility because it's crazy the way we live our lives.
It is.
World.
It's insane.
And it is the way it's lived. But you have the capacity to make the decisions so that you can navigate it in a different way that will actually make the world a better place because you're making you into a human being who's on their way to moving past this transition stage of being a human that we talked about in the first segment, into bringing the qualities of what happens when you're total, what happens when you commit. And of course, it takes courage.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the other thing it does is it provides a role model. My friend Virginia, you know, who she walks around and everything is a beautiful moving picture and she takes it all in. And my husband, does the same thing. And I'm always like, what are you looking at? But you know what? After hanging out with them and being in appreciation of someone who appreciates everything around them so much, it's a role model. It makes you go, well, what is it that they're seeing that I'm not seeing? And it makes you slow down.
It's one of the reasons to cultivate patience, you know, because it brings you appreciation.
Yes. Wonderful. So much gratitude to Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker on behavioral change. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about tips that you can use when you feel like you're not, when you've hit a roadblock, you don't know what to do. These are all things that happen at moments of stillness, right? Where it's either you hit a roadblock or you get impatient or you are not comfortable with that stillness. So the next hitting a roadblock, what should you do? We'll be right back.